When we were kids, to do a circle, we had this little gizmo. I think it was called a compass. And you stick a pencil in it. Is that what it's called? Well, my circle looks like it was done by a two-year-old with a crayon with hiccups. You know, and, but starts at one place and ends up at the same place. So, Poncho, I met him a week and a half ago. He startled me. He was right outside my door. But he was gorgeous. I mean, just buff body, muscles, you know, intelligent eyes and white teeth. Oh, my God, he was a hunk. And he also had a nice set of huevos, gonads. He was a pit bull, okay? And I was rushing around trying to get... packed my truck for the swap meet. I had to get up at crack of dawn. And I only had like a half an hour before it was really dark out. So I was really rushing. And I should have, if I had any sense, I just would have said, get the hell out of here, you know, shoot him off. But we have a sweet neighborhood, lots of people walking their dogs, especially at that time of the night. Well-behaved dogs on leashes. And I knew it was a sweet dog. I could tell he was nice. He was fully grown. But he, you know, I came by to see you. So I also figured he was a very expensive dog. He had those sculpted ears. And I know this kind of pit bull cost a lot of money. So I figured some frantic, irresponsible owner is seeking his or her dog, which, of course, did not have a collar. So I'm going down the driveway with it, going to put it in my car till I can figure out what to do. And then neighbor came over, and we're trying to get this dog into my back seat. And he goes in a little bit, and then he gets out. And I had some treats on the dash already. Finally got him in, and I put this loose rope around his neck and shut him in there trying to figure out what to do. And I figured if I drove around, I would find some frantic owner seeking this very valuable dog. And then I remembered, Todd, who had moved to Montana, and he's back in the neighborhood. Somebody had walked by earlier a few weeks ago and saw that he had a pit bull. Oh, good, it's Todd's dog. So I tied the dog to the doohickey on the back seat of my hatchback. And I didn't want my dog to follow us, so I let him get in. And so Doofus is, of course, lunging and made the seat collapse. And I could barely shift, and I had to get my dog on the floor. Otherwise, he was going, get out of my face. So I drove half a block, pull up in front of Todd's, and I hollered at him. His dogs are barking. He comes out. No, it's not his dog. Weeks earlier, he'd been on doing a job, construction, a few blocks away, and this dog jumped into the cab of his truck, and he couldn't get it out. Now, Todd's 6'2", big guy. Why he couldn't push this dog out, I don't know. Ended up taking it back to his place, and then it got loose again and ran around. So I'm like, oh, great, you know, what do I do now? And then like, the dog's back there, and he's humping the pillow, the dog pillow in the back seat. And I'm trying to keep punching, you know, giving him the elbow. And I'm just going to dump this dog, you know, like a few blocks from the hills. And I'm just going to dump him. I don't have time for this. Then it's about three blocks away. I went to the cul-de-sac, and I was going to let him out, and some woman was working in her yard. So I couldn't exactly push a pit bull out and leave. I have a very obvious, bright blue, tiny car. So I asked her if she'd ever seen the dog. No, never seen it. She said, and I told her the quick story, and she said she'd put it in her yard, but she already had three dogs. So in the meantime, he got loose of the rope, and I opened the door to try to, you know, tie him up again. And, of course, he jumped out of the car. Fine, you're on your own, dude. So I went, like, across the street, and I see three people walking with a nice elderly golden. And I pulled up in front of them, and I said, there's a pit bull on the loose, but he's really nice, and it's not my dog. So, you know, as I can see him through the rear view mirror, there he is, you know, playing with their golden. So I'm 3 blocks away, and I couldn't see him at all. So, okay, problem solved. Half hour later, I'm still working on getting stuff in my truck, and he's out in front again. I'm back. So I just ignored him. I called the sheriff, knowing it was after hours, talked to dispatch. You know, there's an unneutered pit bull running around in our neighborhood. And she was very sweet, and there's absolutely nothing she could do about it. It was after, you know, hours, animal reg was closed. So 3 days later, around the same time of evening, dusk, I'm driving home. I see my buddy who lives right behind me, a really mellow guy. He raises his son by himself, and he's got his own pit bull. And he's walking his pit bull, and here's Doofus again. He's running circles around him, and I pulled up and I said, Jay, do you know where that dog lives? He goes, oh, I know exactly where he lives. But I was blocking traffic, so I went, you know, another block, pulled into his place. He walked up with his dog and Doofus, and we go inside and sit down. Well, I'm trying to word this nicely, but there's a sickle chick bitch who had been living above Jay with a balcony that looked down on my backyard, and she was really... She was gorgeous. She always dressed really well. She had this blue motorcycle. She went roaring down the street all the time. A year ago, you know, I got in her face, and it just, you don't do that around here. I said, because when she drove by, I yelled out some really bad words. And I went around the corner, and I said, you know, whose blue bike is that? And she came out of the darkness in the garage. She said, it's mine. And I said, well, I just called you a fucking prick. And... you know, not knowing it was a woman. Oh, she said, oh, was I driving fast? She said, sometimes I just want to step on it. You know, and I said, we all get those urges, but do it elsewhere. So she was 2 months behind on her rent. I know she was dealing drugs because I know people who are going over there. Cops showed up last month because she was violating probation. And she moved out. It's like, thank you, thank you. It's been a year fighting with her boyfriends, just these horrible fights. And I said, thank you. Well, when she moved out, she left a lot of stuff, including her pit bull. So it was my friend Jay, who lives downstairs. He's been feeding this dog. He's been giving it water, letting it play with his dog. He doesn't want to take it to the pound, because he says they're just going to kill it. And he's a very soft-hearted man. So the whole time I was trying to figure out who it belonged to, it was almost a full circle, separated by a fence that I had built that's this high. I can't see over it. So that's my shaggy dog story. Thank you.